This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
Ah, yes, a good Thursday morning to one and all. It is Taz of the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. If you can't play a talking number to call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
As we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. Sirius and XM channel 206 on all platforms. Sirius XM and the app as well. You've got Pete the Body and Mikey B across the way, AB, with your updates as we roll with you for the next 3 hours right here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember to give us a follow on at Taz and the Moose on Instagram and Twitter, at Official Taz with 1Z, at Mark Malusis with a C, and a good Thursday to one and all, Taz, and a good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, Moose, and it's great to have you back. And, I don't want to. You know where I'm going with this, so it's just great to have you back. And I know you and your family have been dealing with a lot with the loss of your mom. So
want to say I appreciate the kind words you said on Tuesday morning. It's been a really difficult time. I appreciate all the love and the support from everyone here at CBS Sports Radio, WFAN, everyone on Twitter and Instagram and social media. We Over Nation. Everyone's been really, really supportive and draw strength from that, and I really appreciate all the words of support and all the love.
Right, it's great to be loved. It's great that you have your family around you, and you guys will battle through. And hey, sometimes the best thing to do is get right back on the mic, talk some sports, have some fun,
sports, have a good time, absolutely,
and make fun of Mikey B.
Well, that's exactly right.
Perfect.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yes, and the cat. That's exactly right. How are you doing? All right, brother.
Good, man. Good, good. We've got typical slam with some more snow.
More snow. 16 inches for you out there in Long Island.
16 inches out in Strong Island. Snow blower's going at 3 a.m., brother. Oh, big blower. What the hell? Cranked it up. Wake him up. Everybody up. I'm up. You're up.
At 3 a.m.
That's exactly right. I'll tell you the truth.
I can imagine. I know you are. We were talking about it out in the newsroom before we came on the airwaves this morning, that you had that snow blower going early this morning to get out of that driveway.
That SOB was cranking.
I'm sure it was.
It's a Hemi. I got a Hemi on that thing.
At least you're here. You made it. You made it safe and sound. And that's the most important. Important thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So I'm glad that snowblower was working. You had it all gassed up and ready to go.
It was gassed up. I put high test in it. But I need to get it. You have a snow removal team on your compound. Yeah, I don't have that.
But I didn't get as much snow as you did. I only got about 5-6 inches of snow.
Thank God.
God is right. I'll tell you that. No question about it. So. But I do not have a snowblower. You're right. I have a guy that comes and plows.
And
sometimes he comes at 4:30 in the morning, wakes all the kids up. But yes, he comes in and plows the driveway.
Wakes all the kids up.
He does.
I didn't think of that part.
Yeah. That's exactly right. My son Paul will be like, I'm scared. He'll start screaming. All of a sudden, he's up. Once one's up, Taz,
They all get up,
right? It does not matter what time of the morning it is.
I have a little difference now than you, obviously. When my kid wakes up from a snowstorm, he's in a dorm.
Well, that's
so,
it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. A lot of things to get into over the course of the next 3 hours as Taz and myself take you right here on CBS Sports Radio, coast to coast, pillar to post. We'll join John Sally will join us a little bit later on in the program. And we'll also talk to Johnny Dawkins, Central Florida coach. He's going to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, so looking forward to that. Let's kick it off with a little NBA, Taz, because last night what a comeback by the Cleveland Cavaliers as they come back and knock off the Toronto Raptors, come back from 15 points down. A Cavalier team that has been certainly embroiled in a lot of drama, the latest of which being Tyronn Lue, their head coach, taking a leave of absence for health concerns. Larry Drew takes over as head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they have a moment last night where they come back from 15 down, beat the Toronto Raptors 132-129 the final. LeBron with 35, 7, and 17 assists. Kevin Love, who's since returned from his injury, 23 points, 12 boards, 4 assists as well. They get great production all the way around, and they come back on what many believe to be the best all-around team in the Eastern Conference, and that is Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, everybody loves a comeback. How do you not respect a comeback? I don't care if you like a team or not. But it's a comeback to this level. I mean, I watched some of this game the first half, then I hit the hay, and it was like, wow. I thought the Cavs were done. But everybody loves a comeback. Comeback is what? It's all character stuff. When you could come back, and you have a leader in a performance perspective, like a LeBron James, with like you said, 35 points, I mean, who just leads the team. Kevin Love, I mean, geez, how happy is King James that Love is back, right?
I know, yeah, holy exactly cow. Right, yeah, yes. Yeah. Dishing off, draining those threes from the outside. I mean, that is what Kevin Love can do, being that spot-up shooter. And you look at Cav team that, you know, I don't know, and let's take a listen to Larry Drew after the game and talked about the importance of this victory.
There's always one game that kind of changes, you know, changes your team, the mindset. And I really believe tonight's game might have done that for us, particularly because we, number one, were shorthanded. Number two, we played a really good basketball team.
And you know, they had no Hood. They had no Nance Jr.
Nope.
And they pulled us off. So, I mean, pretty impressive, man.
No, it is an impressive win. You know, I don't want to put the cart before the horse and think that maybe it's going to be a season-defining type of victory. I think only time will tell. I mean, but Nance is around the team on a day-in, day-out basis. It's a huge victory. Don't want to underscore that. Don't want to take away from the Cleveland performance last night. But now all of a sudden is Cleveland going to go on some great run once they get everybody healthy? Now that Love is back, you've got Drew in as coach, and certainly LeBron has been playing at an unbelievable level pretty much the entire season, Taz. I think that remains to be seen. I mean, I still think that the Cavaliers are going to be a force to be reckoned with, but I also thought when they made all those moves they did right at the NBA trade deadline and transformed that team that they were going to take off, and they really didn't.
No, they didn't. You're right. It's not that they flopped. I know you're not saying that, but they did kind of, you know, there was a load of energy. Once guys like Clarkson, Nance Jr., these guys jumped aboard, I mean, that definitely was a whole new injection of energy. And then it kind of, as quick as that energy got to Cleveland, it kind of disappeared, right?
Yes.
And now this is the first time we've seen that re-injection of that energy. So, but yeah, you can't discount. Look, I mean, I know the Raptors fell here in this game, and it sucks. As great as it is to win in comeback fashion, it really sucks to lose when a team comeback on you, because you feel like, wow, we had them. And what happened, right? That mindset is really brings you down. But look, this Toronto team is legit can be. But the question is, right, are the Cavaliers in their head? You know?
Yeah, well, and that's a great question. And are the Cavs in their head, and is LeBron James in the head of every other team aside from Cleveland in that Eastern Conference, Taz? And my argument probably would be he probably is. I mean, as good as the Raptors have been in the regular season, as good as Boston has been for large stretches of the regular season, some would maybe talk up a Washington team, conceivably speaking, when they are all healthy. But I would probably say that everybody looks at the Cavaliers and say, well, even though they're in third in the Eastern Conference, even though they haven't had a great regular season, it's still LeBron. Can you beat LeBron and the Cavs in a 7-game series in the NBA postseason? And really, I have a hard time envisioning picking against him. I really do, because he's that great of a player.
Amazing.
And Tazzy's become the guy that you expect LeBron's teams to get there, whether it be Miami or whether it be Cleveland. You don't expect him to get denied, especially in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, you're right. And he's a leader, not just by example, but you know, by performance. Like he's a guy, you know, he'll speak up on behalf of his team. I mean, you know, some have said that, well, he could be he could be behind the scenes, like, you know, he could not cause problems, but if he don't like a guy, the guy could be Gonski, the guy could be whatever. But you know what? You got to take the good with the bad. This guy, LeBron James, is arguably the best of all time. And Toronto, if you're Toronto, I think you're right. I posed the question, is all the Cavaliers in Toronto's head, I think you put it better, is James in their head. I think you're right. I think that's a better way to put it. So you're sitting in third. The Toronto team, too, right? If you think about them throughout the whole year, right? Nobody talks about Toronto.
No,
and they're sitting there rocking and rolling in first place. Boston's in second, been in second, Celtics. And more people talk about the Celtics than they do Toronto. Nobody talks about Toronto. Nobody talks about, hey, how legit is Lowry? How about DeRozan? You don't hear that a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't. You're right. And I think it's a case of, you know what I think it's a case of, Taz? I think it's a case of seeing them repeatedly fail in the postseason.
Yep.
Regardless of what they do in the regular season. It's very similar on the opposite end of, as we were talking about LeBron James and his teams, regardless of their struggles, say, this year, there's still that inherent trust that LeBron will bring it in the postseason and he'll find a way to win a series. There is not that trust in the Toronto Raptors, regardless of what they do in the regular season. They say, I've seen Toronto have great regular seasons before, and then I've seen them fail miserably in the postseason. So how can you exactly trust what you're watching with Toronto in the regular season?
That's the thing. I mean, it's Toronto, not clutch. James and Cavs, clutch. The big difference.
That's exactly right. And I would venture a guess. Listen, we'll see what last night's victory means for the Cavaliers moving forward as they get a little bit healthier. We know how brilliant James is in the postseason. We know how brilliant he is individually in the regular season, but his teams, that is. Now you look at this Toronto team. Can they pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and Taz, can we finally get somebody representing the Eastern Conference that is not led by LeBron James? I mean, that's the question in the NBA right now, and I don't know if we are. I think when push comes to shove, I still think the Cavs are the team to beat.
I think you're right, and I think Toronto, if I'm Toronto, if I'm a player on that team, I'll tell you what, I'm using this as motivation. Hey, we had the Cavaliers and LeBron James and Kevin Love. We had them in their building in Cleveland on the ropes, pounding them, and we let them come back. This is easy for motivation if you're Toronto. And no one, this is why no one, you know, you got to be a leader and step up. This is why no one believes in us, even though we've been rock and roll in the first place. We can't seal the deal when it matters. We use this as motivation now. You know, I don't know if Toronto can do that, but we'll see.
Well, Drew posed the question, or posed the statement saying it could be he thinks it's a turning point victory. Do you think it's a turning point loss for Toronto? Could you make the argument that this is a loss that defines this Raptor team? Or I think it's too strong of a statement.
I do too. I don't.
I would probably venture a guess it's too strong of a statement to make for Toronto as well.
I think so. Yeah.
It's a regular season.
I know. I hate to say it like that, but that's it. It's a game. You know, it's a regular season game. It's one game. I believe in body of work. I'm a body of work guy, you know, not just one game, you know, so. I'll tell you, I don't have a dog in a fight. I'm not a fan of the Raptors. I'm not a fan of the Cavaliers. But I'll tell you this much. I'd like to see Toronto get motivated by this and finally pull it off when it matters, once playoffs come, and not get knocked out of the box so you're not looking like a punk.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, you're right. And as a competitor, you'd like to see them dust themselves off, pick themselves up, and rebound and be able to learn and grow from this instead of kind of having that mentality, Taz, where you look over your shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Where's the king? Where's LeBron? Where is he? He's always lurking. You know, that's what you don't want to see from Toronto and Boston and the upper echelon teams in the Eastern Conference, looking over their shoulder, focusing on themselves. And they can grow from it, as you to play to your point. They can learn from it, but they've got to use it in the right way. They can't use it to say, oh, my God, here comes LeBron again. Here comes the Cavaliers again. They're going to get healthier. Their Love is now back. When they get the other guys back, this is going to be a force to be reckoned with. They've got to focus on themselves and look at what they did wrong at pivotal points of that game last night, especially defensively, and say, we need to button it up. We need to tighten some things down in order to maybe cement this victory home, because we had them exactly where we wanted them.
Exactly. No, well said. And you're right, Moose. I think sometimes, I don't care, in sports, I don't care what level, in my opinion, you know, sometimes losing can be a good thing. It sounds crazy, but it can be. It builds character. When something negative happens to you in your life, and not to be a psychoanalyst, people, even though I'm capable of doing this, we know that. No, but sometimes when you're having a tough time at work, or someone's ahead of you in the workplace, and you want to pass that guy or that girl, or let's say you're an athlete, whatever it is, when you have those kind of negative things that you're trying to battle through, sometimes that builds, a lot of times I should say, that builds character in you. So I think for the Raptors as a team, last night's loss on the road could be a character building moment for them and could be a motivational thing. Wow, I'm just motivating people.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, well, and that's what you hope. Yeah. I mean, if you're a Toronto fan, that is what you hope, because last night was a gut-wrenching loss. So you hope that the team grows and gets better from it, because you probably had a sleepless night watching that game and saying, we had them, and unfortunately we let them off the hook. Are the Cavs the team to beat in the Eastern Conference? We want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And Sam Darnold shines in the rain out in SoCal. We'll get into that and more next. Taz of the Moose just getting going on a busy Thursday morning. We got Sweet 16 action tonight as the NCAA tournament gets going again. John Sally joins us at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Johnny Dawkins, Central Florida coach, joins us at 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time as we roll right along. A big Thursday morning program. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Make sure to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram as well, at Taz and the Moose, and make sure to give us a follow as we're...
Don't even. I know what you're thinking. I know.
I was going to say, I'm not even going to say.
Yeah, we're
anyway,
working
AB
it out.
Is
yeah,
in the house. Just good morning.
That's
Andrew.
An inside
Dang
joke. AB, no, AB. AB, do you know the inside joke?
I don't think so.
This is one we can't say.
God,
sorry, we can
My
tell
fault.
You off. We'll tell you off.
We'll
air.
Tell you off the air. We can't talk.
Sorry
about
to the audience.
The air. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Your report is brought to you by Werner Ladder. Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness and the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders. We were not expecting to see Nevada in the Sweet 16, nor were we expecting to see a shirtless Eric Musselman during the Wolfpack celebration last week. But the head coach told Jim Rome yesterday, they just love having fun.
You have to celebrate the good times, too. And we certainly, when we win basketball games, we have a lot of fun internally, and we don't want to change that.
Nevada and Loyola Chicago tip off first tonight as the NCAA tournament gets back on the floor. They're scheduled for 7:07 in Atlanta, followed by Kentucky and K-State. Michigan, Texas A&M, Gonzaga, Florida State play in L.A. starting at 7:37 Eastern. Arizona head coach Sean Miller swatting away rumors he could take over at Pitt, where he played in the 80s, and as expected, Louisville not retaining interim coach David Padgett. He replaced the fired Rick Pitino in the fall and took the Cardinals to the NIT quarterfinals. You guys began with the Cavalier rally past the Raptors from down 15 to a 132-129 win in Cleveland. LeBron, 35 points, 17 assists, no turnovers, 23 points, including the dagger three from Kevin Love.
Definitely a big win for us, as I mentioned, coming back from a 12-day road trip. And we got to get another one Friday, but this is big for us as far as having confidence and knowing that we're never out of the game.
The Spurs staying hot, 98-90 over Washington. That's five straight wins for San Antonio. The Pelicans got by the Pacers, 96-92. Philly down Memphis, 119-105. And the Bucks lost at home to the Clippers, 127-120, after Giannis Antetokounmpo left in the second quarter with a twisted ankle. So what's the update, interim coach Joe Prunty?
Yeah, I don't have an official update at this time.
Never mind then. A catch in the NFL could soon have a third requirement after gaining possession and getting 2 feet down or one other body part. A player must make a football move, and we're now defining that as a third step or reaching for the next yard line or having the chance to do one of those things. The competition committee made the proposal. Owners vote on it next week in Orlando.
It's a good move. It's a good move, in my opinion. It's simplified.
Yeah.
But now we're leaving the refs on the refs are on the hook at the end of the day, right?
Well, right. Now you have to define what exactly is
there's
football.
Still a little
leeway.
Yeah,
there
little
is.
Bit.
A little bit of a margin for error there. So what defines now we can debate what exactly a football move
I
is.
Know. I really feel
next
like,
October, well, Taz, you and I on a Monday morning. That was a football move. No, it wasn't.
Maybe by then we'll have a video. We could do like reenactments. We'll bring Boomer in here, Boomer size, and he can take some snaps.
Yeah.
We'll get Tiki in here for Tiki and Teeny. We'll do some real stuff. No, but I felt like it was a deal where when they did this, I don't know what you guys think. I felt like the league was like saying, all right, listen, just keep it simple. a catch the catch, and the refs will take it from here. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that's what it felt like, you know. Like, don't put the heat on us. You know
right,
what I mean?
Take it off. So now it's 2 feet down, established possession, 2 feet down, and then the third thing is a football move, whether reaching for a yard line or some other movement.
Yeah.
Third
or,
step.
Or the ability to make one, which is where I think you really get into the gray area.
Oh, and the ability, right.
Like, you're right, though. He's
presumably,
right.
Like,
right.
You, let's say you make a catch and you stand still without doing anything else, but it takes like 2 seconds for someone to drill you, and then the ball comes out of your hands. Like, that's got to be a fumble, obviously, not an incomplete pass. So they had to leave in that or that
oh,
kind of
right.
caveat
that
of
little
you had a
qualifier.
Chance
yeah,
to do yeah. something.
Gotcha.
But this even that, but be. Even that, that's where you have guys now deciding what they had a chance to do or not.
Just, so are we getting this... rid of going to the ground?
Yes, apparently that's,
going
not,
to the
that's
ground
not a thing anymore.
Is gone.
Yeah, yeah, that's
can
not
the ground
anymore.
Cause a fumble?
What?
No, exactly. I'm joking. I'm just saying this thing's
who's
gonna,
on first.
This thing's so, gonna get really like it's gonna. I'll tell you, it's gonna get fuzzy. Really.
So,
is.
And like to their defense, I've tried to figure out how to like verbalize what's a catch, and I can't. Like you can't do it succinctly and
no.
clearly and objectively. It is difficult. I will give them that.
Right. So, but you do it in the field of play. Like you still have to establish yourself as a runner
and control. Control
and
the ball.
You gotta make a football move
and make a football move.
Yeah.
Right.
So you like to your point, AB. You can't just catch the ball and stand still and get destroyed, which would be funny. might hurt someone, but it would be pretty. That's a pretty gutsy move. I'm going to catch it, not move, and
right.
stand up while I get destroyed. So you got to make a football move. Obviously, you got to control the ball,
right?
That's part of the deal.
Yeah, catch 2 feet down, or like your butt cheek, or an elbow, like every
right.
every other body part's just one, a shin, but it's mm-hmm. 2 feet.
Nice. Well, at least they clarified.
You got to do something.
It's better than it was, but I just think it's now. It's like the referee. It's like it's all about the refs now. It's gonna be actually fun for us to cover
yeah,
this.
I
gotta tell you,
it's gonna be great. It's gonna be
I
great.
Can't wait,
but it's still gonna be the. You're gonna hop on Twitter and you're gonna hop on social media, Taz. And it's still gonna be the case of watch a specific game, people debating whether a catch or not.
No,
a catch.
It's still gonna happen.
It's still gonna happen.
These refs will be huddled up, talking in their tight shirts.
Right.
Oh no, I did tries today. I don't know. Me too. Was that a catch? I don't know. I got to do some straight dumbbell curls later on. I'm working on the peak of my bicep. I think.
Right. You know who we should get? Speaking of which, we should get Ed Hockley.
No.
As the official Taz and the Moose referee.
Ooh.
Every Monday.
Is he retired?
He's just retired.
Well,
he's
got nothing to do.
Mikey B, we should get that.
We should
Ed
get
Hockley
him.
Every Monday to go
That's
over the
idea.
Rules.
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm sure we have the budget. And,
plus, he likes to grip it and rip it in the gym. Him and Taz can go over,
two segments.
Sets. Yeah. Right, that's exactly right. We could have a workout segment. And then we can go over NFL rules.
It's not a bad idea, to Moose. I got to tell you, can we work on this?
Yeah.
Look at Mikey. He's on the ring. He's got the social media team calling him.
That's exactly right. We should get that every Monday.
By the way, side note,
the official Taz and the Moose
I love
ref.
That idea. Side note. You know what this knucklehead did? And I'm pointing at AB for those that can't see.
What did he do?
This knucklehead yesterday, he had the audacity, the nerve, the gall to say that our social media team is Mikey B. That's a lie, an outrage. Moose, tell him.
We have multiple people
Thank
working
you,
on our team.
You hear that, Cynthia?
Good job by Cynthia coming in today, by the way.
That's exactly right. In amongst the snow,
yeah,
right?
Make sure
that's
Bobby exactly knows, right. too,
Bobby.
To put out that tweet. Oh, no. Hey, tell Danny also, this is actually a shoot. We have to, and we all do on the show, the profiles in our Twitter accounts, including the show account, we have to change it to Sirius 206 because now we're not on all these different channels on XM and Sirius, right, Moose, and the app.
Right, correct. All 206.
206, One Shot Jones.
One
Boom,
shot.
Done.
That's
Simple.
It.
Simple.
App, Sirius, XM, all 206. We're set to go.
Right.
That's
Media
it.
Media team's got to be on it.
That's
got that
right.
Roseanne.
Yes. Good job.
AB, you done?
I'm not.
Okay,
I could be if you'd like.
No, I love
it.
He's my new friend. You know
it's
that.
Amazing. And Dominic and Sue did not visit the Raiders yesterday as expected, instead returning home to Portland to mull his options after meeting with the Rams, Saints, and Titans. And the Boston Bruins clinching a playoff spot with the 1 point they earned in a 2-1 overtime loss in St. Louis. The Blues now 2 points out of the final playoff spot in the West. Guys?
All right. Thank you, AB. And yesterday, as we inch closer and closer to late April's NFL draft, Sam Darnold, who we discussed at the scouting combine in Indianapolis, Taz, in February, who decided not to throw, right?
Yeah.
And he went and threw yesterday in Southern California amongst the raindrops in the rain and put on an absolute show.
He did, and they say it doesn't rain in Southern California. Well, it did yesterday. And, yeah, Sam Darnold threw great. There's no doubt about it. I think that a lot of folks, in my opinion, that cover football like us, I'm not saying you, but a lot of people in media, it seems, were having, like, a parade because Sam Darnold was able to complete passes to receivers that he's played with in college with no equipment on and a baseball cap and shorts. I mean, so, and everybody's going crazy. There's no defense. There's no nothing. These pro days, these quarterbacks, I don't, you know, and they act like what he did because it rained, because he threw in the rain, Moose. Because he threw in the rain.
Well, right. I get it. But I think guys are a little bit nervous throwing it. The ball starts to slip. You start to have a bad pro day. You know, guys have had great pro days, right?
True, true.
We talked about Jamarcus Russell, had an unbelievable pro day.
He's great.
Was a disastrous quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater had an awful pro day at Louisville. I heard McShay say,
how do you have an awful pro day? There's nobody in the field.
He said the ball was fluttering all over the place. It looked like he never threw the football before in his life. And that's when he started to wear gloves in order to throw the football. Obviously, a little bit of a different size between the college football and the National Football League and a pro football. So he had an issue throwing the NFL football, and he had a terrible pro day. I don't know how it happens, but it happened. I agree with you. I think we make a little bit too much of it, but I will say there are a lot of guys I'm sure would feel uncomfortable throwing in the rain. I'll give him credit not for completing the passes or making throws or showing off his arm strength, Taz, but continuing the pro day even in the rain because you've got the Browns there, you've got the Jets there, you've got the Giants there, you got the Arizona Cardinals, you got scouts all over the place analyzing every single movement that you make. I give him credit. Wasn't exactly perfect conditions down out in Southern California.
Right.
He still went out there and put on a show. Good for Darnold.
He did, but you know, I mean, we're acting like this guy. You know, you're right. Good for Darnold. I'm trying not to be negative, Nelly. But I mean, let's be honest. They're acting like because it rained. I saw the video. I watched it. They're acting like he could fall through a tsunami. Oh my God, Moose! He's got a blitzkrieg of Vikings come at him. He's got a pack of wolves biting at his feet.
He said he likes playing mud football.
He's Sam Darnold, Moose. He's battling through the elements.
He is.
There's animals coming at him. There's angry. There's kids from the hood with bats and pipes. There's wolves. There's pit bulls. There's rotties. He's Sam Darnold. He battled through, Moose.
He battled through it all.
Oh my God.
The dogs. The weather.
Everything. Meanwhile, he still threw 53.6%.
Right.
When it mattered.
63%, right.
63. I don't want to give nobody that bad information about the water cooler.
There you go. No, yes. Or the guy that's in the restaurant in Beijing. Right.
That guy must be getting a big meal. He's still there.
Big meal. He's still there. He's still eating. He's like, yes, I know who Tiger Woods is.
Yes, I know. Moose clarified Taz didn't. I got it. I'm drinking tea and dumplings at this Beijing restaurant.
But I thought it was an interesting comment. You see whose quarterback coach is? Jordan Palmer, right? Jordan Palmer is the brother of Carson Palmer.
Yes, yes.
Right? And,
is he the one that was on The Bachelor? Look at that. Remember The Bachelor?
No, that's Jesse Palmer.
How many Palmers are there?
Well, Jesse Palmer's not.
Who's the guy who played for
Florida?
Florida, yeah.
Jesse Palmer.
Handsome Jones with the
correct
hair. Right.
Jordan Palmer played at UTEP.
Oh, he played at University of Texas, El Paso.
Right. Jordan Palmer played at UTEP.
Oh, I knew that, actually.
Yes, you know that. Yeah, we're number seven.
Right. I had to think. Yeah,
he's the brother of Carson Palmer.
Okay.
So now he's
a QB coach?
He's a quarterback coach.
Okay.
So for prospects.
I didn't know that.
A quarterback school that he goes through in terms of, I guess the thing that he's working on, I read with Darnold, is loosening up his hips.
That's called making money. That's exactly right.
Yes,
Clip Joint Jones.
That's what gets me excited.
He gave you an interesting comment about Darnold. Said he's not the kid you speed date. He's the kid you marry. People will fall in love with him the more they get to know him. I think it's interesting.
Jesse Palmer said this?
Yeah.
Jordan.
I don't know.
Welcome back, Moose.
Jordan. Not the one that was on The Bachelor. Not the one that was walking around with a rose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesse Palmer. I have a great Jesse Palmer story.
Really?
Yes. Years ago, Belmont, Triple Crown on the line. I forget which.
That's the ponies for those that don't know.
Right.
The horse racing.
Right. It was early June, right? We're sitting on the second level of Belmont Park, right?
Yeah.
And it's a ginormous, if you've never been there, ginormous facility.
You borderline been grew up there.
Yeah, yeah. You know it. You know it. But for those that don't
know, it's a gigantic place.
It's a gigantic place. So my sisters and my mom came out and met my dad and I, my uncle. So we were sitting there, and all of a sudden you turn around, there's Jesse Palmer, right? And he had just been on The Bachelor, right?
Okay.
So my sisters went up to go say hello to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I went to go, we walked up, and my sisters went to go say hello to him. Had the worst body odor ever.
Get the hell out of here. That's Stinky Palmer.
Had the worst body odor ever. Like,
get the hell out of here.
Like, he did not put deodorant on that.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Did he have a camera crew?
He had no camera crew.
He looks like a guy who always has a camera in front of him.
He was wearing, like, a sport jacket. It was dressed nice. Natalie attired, like, the tight-fitting shirt.
Yeah,
was showing off the fact that he's got
Jones.
Ripped body and everything like that.
He's like Hockley.
But he had terrible body odor.
Maybe it was out on an all-night binge.
I have no idea.
He might have been out all night.
I thought maybe I was the only one. I went to my sister, Kim and Paul. I was like, man, he stunk. And they're like, yeah, he reeked.
Oh, women can tell. Women can tell more than men. When a man smells like, I don't know if I could say it, but a man, Mike just goes, no, you can't. When a man smells bad, a woman knows.
They stink.
You have to.
I was startled. To this day, I was absolutely startled, Taz, because you think it's Jesse Palmer. I mean, all the cross the T's, dot the I's. It would be, sweet smelling like a rose.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Florida. He's out on a beach. He's training. I will never look at Jesse Palmer on TV like that again. And if we ever get him on a show, we'll say, hey, Stinky, what's going on here?
It was almost like you hopped on a subway at like 11 o'clock at night.
Did he look clean? Like he showered?
He looked clean.
He just didn't smell.
He might have forgotten the deodorant that day. It was a hot day. It was late in the day.
He's a big guy.
I think he forgot to put the deodorant on that day.
That's a good story.
It was a stench.
Stinky Palmer. Okay,
anyway, Jordan Palmer, what do you read into the comments where he says that he's not the guy you speed date, he's the guy you marry?
Well, I'm cool with it. I mean, it's kind of an odd analogy to make about a man, in my opinion, but that's just the way I... But anyway, I digress. I basically, what he's saying is this is a guy that is going to be your long-term solution. He's not going to get on the field right away. That's what in the NFL, that's what it sounds like to me. But they're going to groom him, and one or two seasons in, next year, this guy's going to be the guy. That's kind of what it sounds like Palmer's saying.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I take that away from it as well, but I also take it that he's not going to overwhelm you, that he's not going to put on – not going to be Josh Allen throwing the ball through a hurricane, throwing it 75 yards. He's not going to be Josh Rosen specifically. He might not wow you, even though people were wowed yesterday by his pro day, but he might not overwhelm you. But the more you watch him – the more you probably grow to respect what kind of signal caller he is going to be long term. That's the kind of way I look at it. But
that's a good. I like the way you look at it. I'm going to look at it like you look at it now. That's kind of how I look at Mike. I look at Mike like initially when you look at Mikey B, the producer here, he doesn't overwhelm me. You either, Moose. He doesn't overwhelm you or me.
Right.
But then over time, you realize
you respect him.
He's like a leather glove.
Right.
He breaks in.
You break him in.
Yeah.
You use a little oil, a little spit.
So that's Sam Donald.
Wrap the rubber bands around it to loosen it up, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? The glove's not half bad.
I'm not gonna give this to the church. I'm gonna keep this glove.
You shower with the glove.
You shower with the glove.
Loose it in.
Right. Yes. That's a good point. Yes. The steam. That's a good job.
Shower with me.
That's a good job.
I'm good, Mike. But the thing is, okay, aside.
Shower with me.
Sam, he's crazy. He's out of his mind. I like what you're saying. What you're saying, that analogy, that breakdown of it makes more sense. He's not going to wow you right out of the box, you know, but he's going to get it done. You know, again, I just, it's tough for me. Everyone's believing this guy. It seems like right after the combine, the end all be all was Barkley, running back out of Penn State, right?
Yes.
Now it's segued into the pro day Jones here in the rain with Sam Donald. He's the end all be all. Josh Rosen is fixing to do a pro day.
Right.
At UCLA. Then he'll be. You know what I mean? So it's like it kind of feels like.
Well, it's going to be. You're going to have all these stories.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear. Everyone's going to be the next hot ticket. It was Barkley. You know, how many times we hear Quentin Nelson. We talked about, Rosen's going to have his pro individual workouts. Had his pro day. You have Darnold. Baker Mayfield already had his. So you're going to run hot and cold with a lot of these prospects in terms of who's the guy, and it seems like it's going to go day to day, week to week before we get to late April's NFL draft. But, Taz, that's what's going to make it so fascinating to see how that first round does unfold. Who goes number one overall? What do the Giants do with the second overall pick? Now what do the Jets do after trading up to the number three overall pick? Quarterbacks could go 1, 2, 3. Maybe Barkley, who some believe, and you and I, we've talked about it, might be the best prospect in the draft. Does he go number one overall to the Browns? Does Cleveland risk not getting their quarterback with the number one overall pick?
Yep, yep.
It's a fascinating NFL draft, and what Darnold did yesterday is he threw his name into the hopper.
He did. I mean, and you know, I'm busting his chops about the Blitzkrieg and the real Vikings coming at him and the Wolves. But the thing is, yeah, no, to spin it like he spun it in the rain, yeah, I understand. You know, he has no gear on. His there's no defense, and the receivers have no gear on. I got it. But, yeah, to throw a football like that in that kind of weather is impressive.
And here was Darnold after his pro day.
I've been training really hard for this day, and I thought I did really well, just like how I would train for any other game. So I thought we came out here as a bunch, and we got the job done. The receivers did a great job, too.
All right.
How was the defense, Sam?
No defense. All right. Was that breathable T-shirt you were wearing as you were throwing the football? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Do you agree with what Jordan Palmer had to say? Is Sam Darnold the girl you marry? Would you go with Darnold number one overall if you were the Cleveland Browns? We want to hear from you. Which quarterback do you think is the best of this draft class? Plus, Ndamukong Suh cancels on an NFL team.
Yes, that's an interesting topic we'll discuss. And back to Palmer real quick. What about Jesse Palmer? Have you ever forgot to put the order in on? 855-212-4227.
Have you ever done that?
Me, no. No.
Have you ever wrestled without deodorant on?
No, I've wrestled guys who smelt like they haven't showered in 17 years, yes. But no, I've always been good.
Yeah,
yeah, I keep sanitary up.
There
that's
you
my
go.
Gimmick.
I agree with you. It's always good to smell good. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Want to hear from you. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
CBS, 855-212-4227 is your number to call. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all right now at geico.com. So I want to hear from you about Sam Darnold. Were you impressed by his pro day out there at USC as he discussed being able to throw to one more time to a lot of familiar faces and guys that he's worked with for the past 3 years out there at USC. And it's going to be intriguing to see in terms of whether or not he goes number one overall. Obviously, as we discussed to kick off the program, a big nor'easter has hit the East Coast. Oof. And a lot of snow. And with that being said, it's often amazing, Taz. You were supposed to do the show yesterday from Philadelphia, correct?
Correct. I was supposed to do, yes, correct. I was supposed to be in Philadelphia. We were on the road to do a little trip in the middle of the week. That's how we roll. And anyway, regardless.
Yeah, but you made it back here.
I did make it back
here. You
did.
And you beat the storm.
And I grabbed a hotel in town.
Right. So. And but unfortunately for some other people here, that is not necessarily the case. Greg Giannotti, who does Boomer and Geo in the morning,
yes,
left his house last night at 9 p.m., slept in his office. And John Minko, a legendary broadcaster,
yes,
on WFAN.
How many? He's been in radio about, 600-700 years?
He's been here a long, long time. He's been here since he was at WFAN at the start, right? He's an original WFAN, or a voice of St. John's basketball as well. He did 16 straight hours of updates.
Jiminy crickets. Unbelievable.
Ding.
I saw him leaving the studio on the street in the sleet and the snow, and the poor man was walking and... you ever see Willie Loman? You know what?
Yes.
Death of a Salesman?
Yeah, Death of a Salesman.
And the Willie Loman, you know.
Dustin Hoffman.
It reminded me of he's walking. I'm like, God, look at Mink. You know, I felt bad for the. I didn't know he was on the air. 16 hours.
16 hours.
Can we get the man a hotel?
I 16 mean, hours of updates.
How?
And then he went to go catch mass transit at 4:30 this morning.
It's crazy.
He doesn't drive it.
Really?
No.
He's a Jersey guy?
He's a Jersey guy, yeah.
Crickets.
He's got the lanyard on like you do. Have your lanyard with your credential, your ID to get in and around the building. He's got his lanyard, and he's got his mass transit tickets on there.
didn't know that.
Yes.
That's tremendous. Yeah, radio's got some unique people in it.
So 16 hours. So yeah. Anyway, anybody in the Northeast that got hit by the nor'easter, hopefully you're safe and sound.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
Yes, that's exactly right.
The Moose got lucky up in Connecticut. Didn't get too much.
Only 5 inches of snow. No snow blower
like
yourself.
Just imagine, dude, people that live like in Florida or California, they're like, did he just say only 5 inches?
Yeah, that's
like, it. To us, that's like.
I know, right. To us, it's not that big of a deal. Right. I pulled right over it.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy that plows the driveway hadn't come right yet. I walked through the snow and then pulled right through it.
I was in Nashville, one real quick story. I was in Nashville once and they got literally an inch and a half of snow in Nashville.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, what are we going to do in this town? It was unbelievable. They had no salt, no equipment, it's an inch and a half. Just walk.
Well, that's where I tell people, Beseglia knows this. He went to Syracuse and you've been up there as well during the winter months.
Yeah.
People, like, in different cities, to play to your point, well, even ones that get snow, right, like Boston, New York, they don't handle it as well. Syracuse, you can get 18 inches of snow. Nothing closes.
Yep.
Nothing shuts down. The roads might be snow-covered, but people get around. People deal with it. It's, like, not that big of a deal. The school never shuts down. Businesses are open. Nobody's hoarding the milk and the bread and the water. Like, the world's about to come to an end. Everyone says, all right, snow's going to come. What are we going to cook in the old crock pot? Or what kind of sauce are we going to make today? And you hang home, and you ride out the storm, and you call it a day.
Just pound some beers and some whiskey, and you're good.
That's you're going to go. Yeah, you could do that, right.
How you doing in the snow?
Give me the whiskey.
Do like Jesse Palmer, don't shower for a week, stink up the joint, get bombed to go watch the horse race.
That's no doubt. Play the ponies, little Gulfstream Park. That's exactly right. 855-212-4227 is your number to call.
So anyway, so we got a Richard. We got Richard in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say, Rich?
Hey, good morning. Love the show. We don't have snow down here, but it's like 30 degrees and cold and frost and all that, but we don't have snow.
Well, that's cold for you guys in South Kakalaki.
That's it. The golf course is taking a little bit of a hit, but that is a beautiful place to go play golf. I've never been, but Myrtle Beach is really
awesome. If you all get a chance, you ought to come down. You'll love it. Plenty of places, good places to eat and what have you. The reason I called is I'm not an expert, but Cleveland has messed up on the first-round pick. They passed on Carson Wentz. They passed on Deshaun Watson. I tell you who I think the sleeper is this year, and if I had the first pick I would take, would be Josh Rosen, just due to the fact he's intelligent. He's got something to prove. They say, yeah, well, he comes from money and all. But I think out of this whole quarterback class, he's going to be ending up being number one out of all of them.
The only thing with him, Rich, you know, look, the kid almost threw for 3,800 yards last year, which is impressive, 26 touchdowns. But the thing with Josh Rosen, that could be the issue. Not just his, comes from wealth, and some people are worried about that, which, whatever, it doesn't mean he doesn't work hard. I'm sure his work ethic's great to get that level. But the concussion thing, Rich, he's had a couple of issues with that, and we thank you for calling. We talked about that in a recent past.
The injuries that he's had each and every year at UCLA, that would be the overarching concern that I would have with Josh Rosen. There's no doubt he's probably the most polished quarterback of the class, the best pure passer, was well thought of coming out of high school. And I do believe that what Jim Mora Jr. said was correct. If he was able to come out after his freshman year, Taz, he would have been the no doubt about it number one overall pick. But obviously that you're not allowed to do that. You have to be 3 years out of high school before you can be draft eligible into the National Football League. So he might be right. I mean, I think you could make
argument. He's a top five guy, for sure.
I think you can make an argument for any of the four. You could argue about Baker being the best. You could argue about Darnold being the best. You could argue about Rosen being the best. You can argue about Josh Allen that you think is going to be the best. I would have, if anybody that calls up and argues for any of the four, I'm not gonna nitpick and say you're dead wrong.
Yeah.
I think it's up to personal preference. That's what makes it so intriguing.
And the guy that no one talks about, we got to throw out there real quick, Lamar Jackson. He's a guy
you're right
no
about
one
that.
Talks about him, but beware.
We're going to talk to John Sally, former NBA player, actor, TV star. He's going to join us next, Taz and the Moose, as we roll right along on a big Thursday morning program, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.